The glory of the Lord is available to mankind. Jesus is alive. Jesus Christ is God Almighty and the Son of God, and He's alive. And His glory, so wonderful and beautiful, He cannot be put into human words. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give You this time. Wonderful, precious Jesus, we're so grateful for everything You're doing now and that You've done. Thank You for coming to the earth, dying for us, and saving us. Amen, amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome You here. And we humble ourselves and come to You, God Almighty, in humility, but also with boldness, because we know what You've offered to us is beyond comprehension. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God. And He's revealed Himself 2,000 years ago. He revealed Himself as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Before that, He had not revealed Himself in that way. He was Jehovah God Almighty. He was Jehovah Elohim. And many other revelations of His name. Now, He's revealed Himself as Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit. It's an eternal revelation. Someone who's in heaven, who makes it to heaven, will, for all eternity, will be in awe of the only true God, that He's offered Himself in totality. That's the best word that I can come up with. In totality, fully and completely to mankind. It's incredible. And the deepest reality of that is fellowship with Him. Man was born to fellowship with Him. And that's when someone, you know, that's the anointing, and He cannot be put into human words. His presence, His glory, as I mentioned, we cannot express Him in human words. And so we just want to serve Him. You know, when we meet Him, we naturally want to serve Him and worship Him. Amen. And learn from Him. Jesus said, learn from Me. And so much more. So much more. It's... this series, though, I want to continue to focus on this glory, His glory. That's the answer, and that's what can set us free and lift us up to the level He wants us to be at. That's literally the answer. The presence of Jesus. That's the presence of God. How do we get that? Every day we even have the privilege of going through the three phases of prayer that Jesus revealed. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, and then knock. So there's three realms of prayer. And, you know, in that process of seeking Him, our old nature dies, and that's how we can know Him. It's this glorious opportunity of us dying to self, and we receive God Almighty. I mean, do you realize God's offer of Himself? So incredible. And if anyone says no, there's the other side. There's really two sides of the gospel. There's two sides of God's nature. You know, a great man of God has recently been teaching about how God's holiness is the totality of Him. And in His holiness is His love, but also the other side, His wrath. You know, his mercy, but his justice and judgment. You know, it's there's two sides of God Almighty, you might say, and there's two sides of the gospel. And the results for man are the two sides that man is given the choice between, God or self, but the end result is heaven or hell. We see the importance of this choice. It's eternally important. Someone's eternity depends on it. If they somehow don't choose God, they choose self, whatever choice that they make other than this very easy choice, right? Amen. I mean, the easiest choice to choose God Almighty, especially if someone hears the gospel. How easy that choice is. I mean, if someone hears the gospel, Jesus Christ, how wonderful he is, and the fact that he died for them, that's so easy. Just say yes to Jesus. If you don't know him, just say yes to him, and you receive everything that a human being was born to do. And the end result, eternity and glory, living in heaven forever. But again, these two sides, if someone somehow doesn't make that choice for the only true God, they end up, I'm just going to say it. I mean, they miss out on so much on the earth, but the earth is just a vapor of a life. They miss heaven and they will end up in hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's a harsh reality. But Jesus revealed that. But this same principle and truth applies to believers. If we don't do what God tells us to do, you know, if we don't answer the call, in fact, there's even greater judgment for those who don't answer the call. If God has called them into ministry, if they refuse that, and again, that's kind of a lifelong thing. You know, God's always merciful. Amen. And he wants someone to, he's always wanting us to repent, to come to him, to answer the call, to be in ministry. He's patient. He's slow to anger. He's long-suffering, patient, you know. Oh, glory to God. How do we know that? Because Jesus Christ is the exact representation of God's nature. He is, in fact, he is God Almighty, and he, you know, Jesus is merciful. He's gentle and humble. He's always, you know, we see his life on the earth as a man. Those who came to him in humility, he received them. But those who were on the other side, he spoke against them. So, coming to today, as I was saying, there's greater punishment for believers. So when I'm, you know, that's why in my messages I'm presenting this very, very, you know, some may say very difficult truth to accept about heaven and hell, about hell is difficult to accept. But there's even greater punishment for believers who don't answer the call. Jesus revealed that in his words. He also said that specifically to Mary Baxter in the book Divine Revelation of Hell. That's the most detailed book about hell. And he specifically said, spoke about this, this general. And so we see that that's a parallel truth. It's fascinating that all truth is parallel with God Almighty. That and here's just an example of that. The whole Bible reveals Jesus Christ, and all of nature really reveals God Almighty and his son Jesus Christ. All of nature, like I know I keep going back to the natural world sometimes, but the S-U-N, the sun, air, water, food, all of that reveals Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. He's gives the living water. He's the bread of life. He's the wine. His, you know, when we, and so Jesus, even when he spoke about fellowship with man, Revelation 3:20, famous verse. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock. He who opens the door, if anyone opens the door, I will come into him and sup, dine with him, and he with me." What does Jesus mean by this? Dine and sup. So, he's literally saying a meal. Jesus is our everything. He's our bread and our, he gives the living water. He is the living water. And he's our wine. He's our, when we partake of him and his, you know, he spoke about this in John 6, recommended reading, John 6, where he reveals this. He becomes our everything. Amen. What a glorious offer this is. This is God himself offering to fellowship with man. And it's so sad that we most, I mean, you could safely say 99% of people on the earth miss it. I want to add in something new I haven't shared recently. Recommended reading, Ezekiel 16. This wonderful passage that just reveals how God wants to bless us beyond our comprehension. And he's speaking specifically about, I'm going to pick up in verse 2, verse 3, he says, "Thus says the Lord God to Jerusalem." So he's speaking to Jerusalem, and Israel, remember, is that belongs to the Father, and we should always bless Israel and pray for Israel. Amen. Join our ministry in praying for Israel. But so these things, he's speaking to Jerusalem, but we, because of Jesus Christ, can now be part of this. You know, those of us who are Gentiles. And let me just read some of this. He said, "I washed you in water. I thoroughly washed off your blood, and I anointed you with oil. I clothed you in embroidered cloth and gave you sandals. I clothed you with fine linen and covered you with silk. I adorned you with ornaments, put bracelets on your wrists and a chain on your neck. I put a jewel, a ring in your nose, earrings in your ears, and a beautiful crown on your head. Thus you were adorned with gold and silver, and your clothing was of fine linen, silk, and embroidered cloth. You ate pastry of fine flour, honey, and oil. You were exceedingly beautiful and succeeded to royalty. Your fame went out among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my splendor, which I bestowed on you. But you trusted in..." Okay. This all speaks of God's glory and the Holy Spirit coming upon Jerusalem and Israel, but upon us if we know him and fellowship with him. This is just so glorious. Again, I finish up with this. The glory of the Lord is so beautiful and wonderful. The glorious splendor of his majesty. When someone meets him, he's the only one, the only thing that they will want. Everything else just disappears. Tears will become their language. They will realize the answer is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing him in that deep reality of fellowship with him. That's the answer. I want to continue saying it and kind of presenting it and to anyone who will listen, build hunger in people, because there's a million things we can do, but the greatest thing is seeking him and knowing him. The beauty, the majesty, the glory of the Lord. And he's everywhere on the earth. That's how simple it is. He's everywhere. He's invisible, right? But so are these things in the natural. Think about how that the sunlight, air, and water are invisible. Now, water, we can feel it and hold it, right? But it's clear, it's invisible. Sunlight is completely invisible. You cannot put it in. The wind, and Jesus spoke about the wind. He said the Spirit is like the wind. It blows. You can hear the sound of it, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it's going. It's invisible. Well, we know those things are real, right? They're in fact so real, they keep us alive from conception until our final breath. Those things keep us alive. God has given them to every person on the earth to keep them alive. Even people who don't believe in Him and who want nothing to do with Him, He gives those things to them their whole life. And in the same way, He gives His presence and glory. He's invisible, but He's everywhere around us. And when we meet Him, it's the tangible. A great man of God describes it that the anointing is it's tangible, touchable, feelable, knowable. It's a heavenly substance, a precious commodity. As I've said before, it's the most valuable substance in the universe. Anything outside of it has no value and is meaningless. And what is the anointing? It's the presence of God, the presence of Jesus. And His presence is His glory. I'll finish with this. There's the difference between the presence and the power of God. The power of God can come upon us for service, but the presence and the glory is in our spirit person forever. And He's all around us on the earth and in heaven. He's definitely all around us. Amen. I mean, glory to God. His glory fills His home heaven, but also is on and over all the earth. That's what's fascinating. In fact, Jesus revealed this to a man of God and said, any miracle that someone needs, they can receive it because He said, my presence and my power is everywhere around them all the time. Like, that's why, again, I go back to this is why somebody can be saved instantly, because we don't have to go somewhere like to Israel or the Middle East to He's everywhere through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so that same truth applies to every phase, including the anointing. We just receive Him. So what's the answer? Our old nature has to die. That's how we can know Him and meet Him. And the less of us there is, the more of Him we receive. We can receive. The less of us, the more of Him we can experience. Amen, amen.